Begin the current daf mesech. This now is a daf nun vav. Begin on the bottom of the daf nun heimed beis, two lines up in the bottom of the amid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had a halacha in our Mishnah in contrast to the previous Mishnah regarding cases where the nazir is going to be tameh. However, it's not going to be seisis naziris. It's not going to be vatlas akoyimin. It's not going to erase all the days he counted up until he had this halacha of tumah, whether it be eretz ha'amim, or whether it be what we're discussing here in this individual case of our Mishnah, he may gumray, but he may sifray of tzaras. When a person becomes a mitzayra, our Mishnah said, although there's halachas of tumah, and we're not going to count those days towards his naziris, but he's not going to have to cut off his hair, he's not going to have to bring karbanah, he's not going to be seis as a kaidman, it just won't count those days. And that Rav Chisda said a chiddush. He said that whole halacha was said only by naziris mu'atis, when there was just 30 days of naziris, but when there's a naziris merubah, then actually your days of tzaras will actually count towards your naziris. On that, the Gemara asked, similarly from our Mishnah, that it can't be talking about a case of naziris mu'etis, literally a 30-day naziris, and that Rav Shravya modified the understanding of what Rav Chisda was talking about, is that there's three types of cases. A 30-day naziris, obviously, no matter when you become a mitzayra, it's going to be even mevatlas akedmin, because you need to have a 30 days of gidul sar, of hair growth, and after you finish your tzaras, you have to cut off your hair. So obviously you're going to be back to stage one of counting 30 days. Then there's what's naziris meruba, which Rav Chisda was describing. If you have 100-day naziris, and on day 20 you become a mitzayra, and it takes you 30 days to get out of your tzaras, so even when you cut off your hair, you still got another 50 days left for your naziris, even if you count the days of tzaras, and you'll have your 30 days growth of hair by the time you're done. So therefore, you actually could count your days of tzaras towards your naziris. The case of our Mishnah that was saying that it won't erase what was counted, but it can count towards, was like a case of when there's a 50-day naziris. On the day 20, you become a mitzayra, so then you can't count any days of the tzaras towards your naziris because you need those 30 days for the haircutting, but yet it doesn't. It's not mevatlas akedmin, you just don't count those days, and you'll have 30 days of your naziris when you resume your counting, but you can't count any of those days because when you cut your hair, you're going to have to anyways count 30 days, and therefore you have 30 days now, which was anyways from day 20, you have 30 days left. That was the halacha of Rav Chisda. Now the Gemara continues asking on this halacha of Rav Chisda. Masav Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama asked from a Mishnah later on, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and specifically how the Braisa clarifies a manifestation of this halacha of the coming Mishnah. Now again, this is about the conceptualization of the halacha of our Mishnah, of Yimei Sifra v'Yimei Gamrei, as we see Rav Chisda holds, is just a logistical reason why it's not Oilelim in a Minyan. Because you can't, because it's Naziris Mu'etis, at least what you have left, just 30 days left, when you start your Tzaras, you can't count any of those days, because you need those days anyway for the hair growth, and you're going to cut your hair when you have your Tzaras, so you can't count that. But as we'll see, regarding the conclusion of the Gemara, it's actually a halachic component why we can't count the days of the tzaras towards the naziris, but we're going based on Rav Chisda's interpretation that holds basically you could, and that's why when the naziris merubah you could count it towards. It's only, again, logistical why you can't count it when it's naziris mu'atis. So Rami Bachama asks from a Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and the Mishnah there says, Nazir shal yitami besafik. Let's say there was a Nazir, but additionally, he's in doubt if he became a tummy mess, if he became tummy from coming in contact with a corpse, which obviously, if he did become tummy, it's seisis naziris, and he has to go through the days of tahara, cut off his hair, bring kabbans, and start all over. But he's not sure if he's tummy or not. Moreover, umuchlid besafik. Another doubt he has, not alone that he's a nazir, and he's not sure if he became tummy, he's also not sure if he became a mitzari muchlid, which, as we'll describe there on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, exactly the ramifications of that, how that happens. But that's the case. He's not sure, is he confirmed mitzayra with whatever halachas that brings along, which, as we learned in our Mishnah, you can't count those days towards the naziris, and so on. So that the Mishnah says, as we continue on top of Nunvav Med Aleph, so eichel b'kadshim l'achar shishim yom. So such a person can only end up consuming kadshim after 60 days. But before 60 days, he cannot. Now the Rosh goes through the detailed proceedings of the understanding of this halacha of that Mishnah. Because this person, this Nazir, is a Safik Mitzayra. Now, until the Mitzayr brings his kapara, he brings his karbanis after his thras, he's forbidden to partake of kachim. That's what's known as mechusar kapara. Now, but regarding the fact that he's a Safek Nazir Tameh, that wouldn't be a problem regarding his consumption of kachim, because a halacha of mechusar kapara only applies to creating an iser for someone to consume kachim, someone that has the tumah came out from his body himself, meaning a mitzayra, someone that's a zav. These are people that the tumah is in their body, as the Gemara explains in Perek Dal, the mechusar kapara. So therefore, this halacha would only apply to this halacha that was saying that you can't eat kachim until after 60 days is only because of the factor of the fact that he might be a mitzvah. He's not sure, but if he is, until he finally could bring his karbanis of concluding his taras, he can't partake of kachim. So how is the case? What's the breakdown of the case? So the Rashi explains. Let's say someone took a naziris, the smallest amount, the minimum, a 30-day naziris. Now, on the first day, something happened that he's not sure if he became tummy from a mess. Moreover, on that same day, he's in doubt if he became a mitzvah. So what he does is that, first of all, he has to spray himself on days 3, then on day 7. Then on day 7, he immerses himself and he becomes tar from the tummy's mess, because maybe he became tummy from a mess. Now, if now he comes to cut his hair, like a Nazir Tameh has to cut his hair and start over, or that like a Mitzayra who is healed because he's not sure if he became Mitzayra, now there's no obvious signs of Tzaras, but he's not sure maybe he was a Mitzayra, so now he's coming to cut his hair like a Mitzayra does after he's healed from his Tzaras. So for one of two reasons he has to be cutting his hair now, either because that he's a Nazir Tameh that's done with his Tameh and he's becoming Tar, because he had Hazah day 3 and day 7, now he's on day 7, or because of his tzaras, those are the two doubts that he has. So on that, the Rashi explains, we tell him, no, you can't just do it now on day 7. You have to wait 30 days. Why? Because maybe you're just a regular Nazir Tar. You're maybe not a Mitzayr. We don't know. These are doubts. You're maybe not a Mitzayr. And moreover, maybe you're not a Nazir Tameh. Now, if you're neither one of those two, a Nazir Tar is not allowed to cut his hair. Only when he brings the bloods of his karbanis, which is when he finishes Naziris after 30 days, like the Pasuk says, Tar lo yavar al roishad malaysi mein nizroi. He's not allowed to put a razor on his head until he's done his Naziris. So although he first wants to get done with his maybe Nazir Tameh or maybe his Taras so he can finally do his Naziris of Tahara, he can't, because maybe he's not a Mitzayr, maybe he's not a Nazir Tameh. Your regular Nazir Tar, you're not allowed to go ahead and cut your hair. You have to first conclude your Naziris of 30 days. Okay, so for sure for 30 days you can't do anything. After 30 days, now he cuts his hair. Now, what is this hair cutting? We're not sure. This hair cutting may be the taglachas of a mitzayra, because he's done with his taras, so he's doing the first hair cutting, which is after a mitzayra muchlet, which is called Yimei Gomer. When he finishes that, he has to first cut his hair. So maybe that's what the hair cutting is. Maybe it's the hair cutting of a Nazir Tameh, because we're not sure if he became Tameh, and the Nazir that becomes Tameh has to first purify himself for 7 days, then cut his hair, and then start over. So maybe it's the taglachas of a Mitzayra, maybe it's taglachas of a Nazir Tameh, and maybe it's actually the taglachas of the Naziris of Tahara. Maybe he wasn't either one of those two things, and he's just concluding his Naziris now after 30 days. Now the rest goes through the cheshbon, the calculation about, so what karbanis do you bring? Because And he says, he goes through the whole cheshbon about which carbon, which we're not going to focus on over here. Okay, so then that's after the first 30 days. Now, when he's coming to do his second hair cutting, what's this second hair cutting? This second hair cutting, if let's say he was a mitzayra, so the first hair cutting is what you do when you conclude your yimei chilutin, which was when you were conclusively a mitzayra. Then finally, when you're done with your tzaras, so then you cut your hair. Then, that's the first hair cutting that we said possibly was on the first day 30. Then, after 7 days, you conclude your May Sifrei, which is your days of counting towards total Tahara. Now, when he's coming to cut his hair the second time, because maybe he's a Mitzayra, he has to cut his hair 2 times. Again, one after he finishes Tzaras, and then after that, there's a week of purity, and then you cut it after that when you bring your Karbanis. So they tell him, wait, you can't cut now a week later. Maybe you are another Tameh. And maybe you actually weren't a Mitzayra. If that's the case, now that means to say the first 30 days that you counted, you weren't a Mitzayra. So the first 30 days when you went and then cut your hair, now you had to wait 30 days because maybe you were just a Nazir Tar. But maybe We don't know. Maybe you were a Nazir Tameh and not a Mitzar. So it turns out the first time you cut your hair was the conclusion of what has to be done when you're a Nazir Tameh. Hence, this second 30 days is, because you have to start over when you're a Nazir Tameh, is the 30 days of Nazir of Tahara. So, fine, you got to wait another 30 days until you could cut your hair again. Well, now when you're cutting your hair after 60 days, it might be the taglachas of your Yemei Sifrei, because maybe you really were a Mitzayra, and now you just finally got your second haircutting, which usually takes, when you've done your Tzaras, first one, 7 days later, your second one. But here you couldn't do the first one, because maybe you weren't a Mitzayra. So you had to wait 30 days for Nazir of Tahara, because maybe you were only Nazir Tahara, and Nazir Tahara can't cut his hair. And now the second time around, you have to wait another 30 days, because maybe you were never Mitzayra, and the first one was for your Nazir of Tumah, because if you were only Nazir Tahara, you would have been known with that already. Maybe you're Nazir Tameh, and this one's for Nazir of Tahara, or maybe that it's for your Tzaras. But either way, now you've for sure done, if you wore a Mitzayra with your Taklachas of Mitzayra, or again, maybe it was the haircutting for Nazir of Tahara, and again, the rush goes through the Cheshbon about what karbanos would be brought. So now you can finally consume Kachim, because really the only thing holding you back from consuming, partaking of karbanos of Kachim, was your Tzaras. The halachas of Nazir of Tumah didn't hold you back, because there's no machos kipara for a halacha that doesn't come from intrinsic from the person himself, but rather from other areas like Tumas Mes. So now, after 60 days, finally, you got two haircuts in. Those are the two haircuts that are necessary if you were a Metzaira, and therefore you could partake from Kachim. Now, however, this person is still forbidden to drink wine and to become Tumah Lameisim, because maybe he was a Metzaira Muchlet. Maybe he was a Metzaira. If he was a Mitzayra, it turns out that the haircuts that the first two haircuts that he took, which took 60 days, again, because of all the doubts that we have, that haircut, those two haircuts were for the Mitzayra. Now, as the Rush explains, as we'll see later on in the next parak, that the haircutting that a Mitzayra does for his Tzaras can't be used also for a haircutting of a Nazir of Tahara, and neither could it be used for the Taglachas of a Nazir of Tameh. So therefore, you're still left, possibly, with two more haircuttings that you have to do. One, if you're maybe a Nazir Tameh, besides the fact that you were Mitzayra, and one for Nazir of Tahara. Now, moreover, with the 30 days, you can't just cut your hair, because maybe you are a Mitzayra Mochlet and not a Nazir Tameh. So therefore, you have to first wait 30 days, because if you weren't Nazir Tameh, you were just a Nazir of Tahara, you can't cut your hair within 30 days as a Nazir Tahar. So since you're a suffix of Nazir Tahar, Nazir Tameh, you have to now wait 30 days, which is now by day 90 finally, and then you'll cut your hair again. And maybe maybe you were never Tameh, so it's your conclusion of your Nazir of Tahara. Or maybe you actually were Tameh, so it's going to be the conclusion of that it's going to be the next haircut is going to be used for Nazir of Tumah. But then you're still forbidden to drink wine into Mitama Lameisim because maybe you were a Mitzayra Mochlet, which that took up the first 60 days. We had to wait to get your two haircuts in. And maybe you were a Nazir Tameh, which therefore that means to say that the next haircut that you took, which again we had to wait 30 days only because maybe you were not, but if you were, that was that haircut at day 90, so therefore you have to wait another 30 days, which is going to take you to 120, where then finally you could cut your hair and bring your karbanos of Naziris of Tahara, because you've for sure done, even if you were Mitzayra and Nazir Tameh. And therefore, as the Gemara says, v'sheis yayin metam lameisim, you can finally drink wine, metam lameisim l'acha meyev esem yom, after 120 days. So even though you had a Naziris of 30 days, due to all the variables, 60 days will let you partake of Kachin, and 120 days will say you're finally done with your Naziris. That's what the Mishnah there says. Now, the question begins with Tani Allah. In the Braisa we learned, which really parallels the halacha over there in that Mishnah, but there is an element here that is going to be used to ask on Rav Chisda. The Braisa says, when did we say this? I mean, the halacha of that Mishnah on the Nun Tesma base. That was B'Naziris Mu'atis, when there was a minimum Naziris of 30 days. That's when it's going to be enough with 120 days. As we explained, Aval b'Naziris b'Hashana, but that's Naziris was not a 30-day Naziris, but rather a year Naziris. You took a Naziris for a full year. Well, then it's going to be the same calculations, but obviously the numbers are going to be different. Eichel b'Kachim l'achar shtei shanim. Then you're only going to be able to partake of Kachim after 2 years. Again, because you can't go ahead and do your taglachas of the first two haircuts are going to have to use for Yumei Chilutai and Yumei Sifrei. That's only going to be able to be done after 2 years, like just like we said by Nazim or Etis, that you have to wait 60 days. Whatever the amount of your Naziris is, you can't cut your hair because maybe you're not a Mitzayr. And if you're Nazir only of Tar, you have to wait a year to be able to cut your hair. Now, when you finally cut your hair, then you'll be able to count that as the first time of the days of Yumei Gamrei, of your Tzeras, and then the second one will only be a year later. Because again, maybe you were not a Mitzayra. Maybe you were another Tameh, which was undoing what you had done. As we, the same calculations, just the numbers are different. Instead of 30 days times 4, we're doing a year times 4. So in this case, it was a year times 2. Just like over there, you need to have two numbers, which is 2 years. And then Meshay say, Yayim, Metama Lamesim, Lacha Arbashon. Then you can have to drink wine. I mean, Metama Lamesim, after 4 years, because just like the din of a Nazim U'etis is 120 days, here it's going to be 4 years. Seemingly benign, the same thing as the Mishnah over there. But asks Rami Bar Chama, Vesal G'day Techna, if you would entertain like Rav Chizkiya's halacha, that Sulkin Le Yoimei, that the days of your Yomei Chilutim, the days of your Tzeras, actually count towards your Naziris, then Tiski Le B'Shol Eshanim B'Shloishim Yoim. So ask Rami Bar Chama, then actually it shouldn't require 4 years to be able to be done with your Naziris, meaning to drink wine and to be Metam LaMeisim, but rather it should only have to be 3 years and 30 days. Now the reason for this is as follows. Is after he cut his hair 2 times for his Tzeras, after 2 years, that's a given. You definitely have to wait 2 years to, if you maybe were a Mitzayra, to be done with that. But, asks Rami Bar Chama, the third haircut should only have to be after 30 days, Meman of Shach, either way you look at it. The reason is as follows. If he, there's three variables. He's a Nazir Tahar, for sure. Maybe he's a Nazir Tameh, and maybe he's a Mitzayra. Now, if he's a Nazir Tameh, well, that's the halacha, that he doesn't have to wait 30 days, because actually, as the Rush brings, he could even cut his hair after 7 days of the Taglachas, because he doesn't have to wait. There's no timing that you have to wait. So let's say you were Mitzayra. So you're done with that after 2 years. You finally got on your 2 haircuts, which each one you have to wait a year because maybe only Nazir Tahar. So, but now you already did your time. Now, you were also Tameh, so you got to first get done with your Tumah, cut your hair and start over again. So then you have to, then the most you have to wait is, let's say, 30 days. Now, so that's if you're a Nazir Tameh. And let's say you're not a Nazir Tameh. Let's say you're a Nazir Tahar and you were Mitzar Mukhlet. Well, that also should be the same din. Why? Because, like Rav Chisda says, the days of the Tzeras counted towards the year of Nazirais, and therefore you only have to wait 30 days just because so you kept the halach of Gidol Sar, so you can finally conclude your Naziris by cutting off the hair. Now, the truth is, but after the 30 days, so why isn't it just 2 years and 30 days? The Gemara is asking it should be 3 years and 30 days, not 4 years. Why 3 years and 30 days? Because after you cut your hair the third time, you would have to wait a year because maybe there was the other calculation. Maybe you were a Mitzayr Mukhlet and a Nazir Tameh and a Nazir Tahar. So therefore, the first 2 haircuts, as we said, the first 2 years, that works towards your Tzeras. The third one will be working towards the Naziris of Tumah, but until you go ahead and cut your hair and bring your Karbanos of Nazir Tameh, you can't count yet your Naziris of Tahara. As we said, when you become Tameh, whatever you counted gets washed away. So you still have to have another year. But the thing is, either way you look at it, you shouldn't have to wait another year for the third haircut. Either way you look at it, you should only have to wait 30 days, as we just explained, because if you weren't a Nazir Tameh, so good. So you're really done. You're count, according to Rav Chisda, the days of your Tzeras counted towards. Now you have to wait 30 days just to have your Gidol Sar so you could cut your hair for Naziris. If you're Nazir Tameh, and not just Nazir Tahar, so good. So what are you waiting a year for? Go ahead and be Matar yourself and go ahead and cut your hair right after you finish the 2 years of the Taglachas of Tzeras. So what are you doing waiting another year? Now we understand why there's a year after that, because maybe if it was a Nazir Tameh, which essentially you could do right after the second year, which is let's say 30 days, and you just have to wait 30 days because maybe you're Nazir Tahar to have your Gidol Sar, but then you got to wait another year to do your actual year of because even if you're Yumei Tzeras, according to Chizda, it counts towards, but when you become a Nazir Tameh, that washes it all away anyway. So you have to have another year afterwards for the next Taglachas, but it shouldn't be 4 years, it should be after the second year, 30 days, and then another year. Rather, says the Rami Bachama, obviously, that the days of Yitzharas don't count towards your Naziris of Tahara. Now, therefore, it's not possible for him to cut the third haircut until after the third year. Why? Because maybe he was only not a Nazir Tameh, maybe he was a Mitzrayim Mukhlit and a Nazir Tahar, and then the days of your Tzaras didn't work towards it. If it didn't work towards it, that means to say you still got to do your year of Naziris. Now, therefore you got to cut your next haircut only at the end of that year, because if you're only a Nazir Tahar, you can't do anything within that year. Now, you'll have to do another year after that because maybe you weren't only Nazir Tahar, maybe you were Nazir Tameh. So that means to say your third haircut, which you got to wait a year for because maybe you weren't Nazir Tameh, was really for Naziris of Tumah. So then you got to do the next year for the Naziris of Tumah. That's why it's 4 years. But according to Rav Chisda, the way we just calculated, it should only be 3 years and 30 days. So the Gemara doesn't answer that question. But the Gemara continues asking Rav Chisda, V'oid Masa Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi also asked from Abraisa, which takes us towards the end, towards halfway of Amud Beis, which will then conclude the questions on Rav Chisda. The Abraisa says as follows, Ein li eli yimei Tumah. I would only know if a Nazir became Tamei from a mess, She'ein oilun loy min aminyan, which that, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, that doesn't count towards your days of Naziris, because actually, moreover, the Pasuk says, Vayom erishayin miyiplu. When a Nazir becomes Tamei, you actually seisur es akayimin, actually even erases whatever you counted up. But till now, for sure that your days of Tamei itself are not going to count towards your Naziris. So on that, the Braisa says, Yimei chilute minayin. How do we know that the days of when you're conclusively Metzaira, that also will be not counted towards your days of your Naziris, like we learned in our Mishnah. So that the Braisa says, Vedinu, it's logical. Why? Because comparatively, they seem to be the same. Yimei Tuma Megaleach, or maybe Karban, when the Nazir's Tame. So he has to cut his hair, and then he has to bring a Karban when he's done, which is the Ashim Nazir, which is for a Nazir that becomes Tame. He brings a Karban, and he starts over. Now, the days of conclusively of Tzaras is seemingly the same thing, where he also cuts his hair when he's done his Tzaras, umayvi carbon, and he also brings a carbon of Mitzayra. So they have the same characteristics. So therefore you would conclude, ma yimei tumasei ein loin lemen aminya, so just like when you're tummy, as a Nazir, it doesn't count towards your counting of Naziris, safi mechilute ein loin lemen aminya. So too, when you're days of Chilut and of Tzaras, it's also not going to be counted towards your Naziris. That's what the Braisa wants to say. The Braisa says, "Lo, no, you can't say that. Because im amar to be made to Masa, maybe only this halacha would be of when the Nazir is Tameh, that there it's not Oil Lemon Aminyan, Shekain, because there it's even Mevatl Ben Asakayman, like we said, as the Pasuk says, it even is undoes, it nullifies even the days that you counted up until now. So, for sure that the days of your Tameh itself is not counting towards it. Who would say you say the same stringency regarding the days of Tzaras? We're there, as we expounded in on Perek Gimel Minim, that it's only Tamei Nizrei, when the Nazir is Tamei, that's Mevatla Sakaidman. But that excludes Taglachas, of, let's say, violate the violation of cutting the hair or consuming wine. That's not going to Mevatla all the days that the Nazir did up until now. And so, too, regarding the hair cutting of the Mitzayra, the days of his Tzaras doesn't nullify what he counted up until now, so maybe that actually even the days themselves of the Tzaras would count towards the Naziris. So rather, Amrit Debraisa says, Kavochaimahu. The way we know that the days of the Tzaras itself will not count towards it is from a Kavochaimah. Where Uman Nazir Bekever. If a Nazir that accepted upon himself his Naziris when he's in the cemetery, which he had this halach in the beginning of the Masechta, Shesare Ro Le Taglachas Naziris, where actually his hair that he has as he's taking upon the Naziris in the cemetery is actually fit and will be eligible for being cut when he concludes his Naziris of Tahara, in other words. Because actually a Nazir that accepted his Naziris in the cemetery, he doesn't cut his hair and bring a carbon of Tumah because of his Tumah, as we explained beginning in Perek Gimel. Rather, he leaves the cemetery, he purifies himself by being sprayed on day 3 and day 7, and he immerses himself in the mikvah, and then he starts counting his days of Naziris of Tahara. So it turns out the hair that he had in the cemetery is going to be counted towards, meaning it's going to be cut when he finally finishes his Naziris of Tahara. And yet still, Ein Oilim Min HaMinyan, still the days when he's in the cemetery, it's not counted towards his Naziris of Tahara. So Yimei Chilutai, She'ein Sare Roi L'Taglachas Naziris. So when he's a Mitzayra, where the hair that grows on his head during his Tzaras is not going to be cut when he finally concludes his Naziris of Tahara, because The halacha is that you have to cut off all the body here when you finish your tzaras. So that originally here, when your mitzvah is not going to be cut off when you're done. So like kol shekin, isn't it a kal vachomer that the days of your tzaras itself are not going to be minhamin, it's not going to be counted towards your days of naziris, because of nazir bekevet doesn't count towards, even though the hair that he has will be used and cut at the final hair cutting. Here, where that hair is not even going to cut during your tzaras, for sure those days of your tzaras is not counting towards your naziris. So that's the Brice that proves that halacha. Now that the Brice says ve'ein le'eli mechilutai, I would only know that the days of your conclusive tzaras, when you're actually a mitzayra, that those days don't count towards your naziris. You may sifrei. However, the 7 days that's between the first haircut, when you're done your tzaras, to the second haircutting, when you finally finish the whole procedures of purifying yourself from your tzaras, minayin, where do we know that also that those days are not oyla min aminyan? So that the Brice says v'dinu. It's also logical, as we continue to Tamid Beis, because imay yimei chilutai ton taglachas, because we should compare the two. Just like when you're in your days of tzaras, which are called yimei chilutai, that you have to cut your hair when you're done with it. Af yimei sifrei, so too when you have these 7 days that you count after yimei gamra, yimei chilutai, which we call yimei sifrei. That's when you also have to cut your hair a second time, so you make the comparison. Umay yimei chilutai ein oin lam naminya. So just like the first period when you have your tzaras, those days don't count towards the counting of your naziris. Avimei sifrei, so to the second counting when you're purifying yourself, they also don't count towards your naziris. So we know that both of them are not counted, as our Mishnah had said regarding your amount of your counting of your naziris. Now the Brisa continues. It says yochel avimei hezgeri, and you would think the same halacha applies to the days when the mitzayra is sequestered, meaning that he never became conclusively a mitzayra. He has symptoms, and therefore they sequester him, but it turns out at the end that possibly that he's tahar. Now, you would think that those days also are not going to be counted towards his days of naziris. And actually, about din nisin, it actually makes sense to say that. Why? Because chalut mitami mishke b'meishav, when the person is conclusively mitzera, he transmits tumah to things that he sits on, to things that he lays on, and yivimei hezger mitami mishke b'meishav. Actually, the same thing applies to a mitzera that's muzger, that's just sequestered, that he also transmits tumma through mishke v'mayishav. So im lamadta lemei chilutai. So if you learn by the yimei chilutin, she'in oylem aminyan, that doesn't count towards the days of naziris. Af yimei hezgeri in oylem aminyan. It would make sense to say that so too the days of when he's sequestered, that they also don't count towards the days of naziris. That says the Braisa amrit lo. You say no, because im amarta b'mei chilutai, if you say by the days of conclusively mitzera, that there the halacha is it's not oylem aminyan. Maybe carbon, because when you're done the days of your conclusive tzaras, you have to cut off your hair, you have to bring a carbon. That's why it's not counted towards your naziris. But who would say that you say the same thing by the days when he's sequestered? Maybe carbon, when he's done with that, he doesn't have to cut his hair and he doesn't have to bring a carbon. There, actually, the halacha would be that those days would count towards the naziris. And Mekan Amr, this is from where they said, which we've mentioned these halachas in our Mishnayos. The days of the counting of, which is between the two haircuts, when you're done with your tzaras, and yimei gamra, which are the days of chilutin, when you're really a mitzayra, they don't count towards the counting of your naziris. But if the nazir has a certain emission from his body, which gives him a tumah v'ziva, or v'ezgerish mitzayra, or when he's secluded and sequestered as a possible mitzayra, where although there's tum in these two cases, actually harei oilonai, they actually count towards his days of his naziris. Now that's the brisa. Concludes the Gemara's question. Ketani mias. One thing that we see from this brisa is that it says the following words. It says loi no, im amarta b'mei tumah. If you say the halacha is that it's not going to be oilim in a minyan, this is towards the beginning of the brisa, that a nazir that became tamei, that there's not oilim minyan, shekin mevatel ben sakayim, because we said, because it nullifies even what you counted up until now. Taimah b'mei chilutai, but said the Braisa, who would say the same thing applies to the days of your tzaras, where it's not mevatel ben sakayim, and maybe there the halach is going to be that actually the days of your chilutin is going to be oilim minyan. That was what the Braisa said, again, before they proved it from a different source. But originally that's what they said. So on that asked the Gemara b'mai, what exactly is that case talking about? If it's talking about a minimum amount of naziris, meaning that there's only, as the Rush explains this question, that there's only 30 days to count from the beginning of his tzaras, till the end of his Nazirois, meaning the way we ultimately modified the halacha of Rav Chisda, not a 30-day Nazirus, but from when you get Yitzharas, there's only 30 days left. Habi'inon gidol sar. So either way, you of course you can't count the days of your Tzaras towards your Nazirus because you have 30 days left, and anyways you're going to have to cut your hair when you're done with Tzaras, and you're going to have to count 30 days just to have a growth of hair of 30 days. So as the Rashi explains the Gemara's question, why would this halacha have to have been learned from a Kal v'chomer to say that the days are not oyin lo min haminyan? What do you mean? You don't have to come on to Kal v'chomer from the halacha of a Nazir Tameh. It can't be oyin lo min haminyan because you just need your hair growth. El alav b'nazirus merubus. It must be that we're talking about that there's actually more than 30 days left from when you're done with your tzaras until the end of your nazirus. And because you'll have your hair growth, because if you didn't have your hair growth, you don't have to come out to any limudim. Of course, it's not going to be counted towards. And yet still, v'kutani, it says in the braisa, she'in oylei min aminyan, that what? That when there's the days of your tzaras, it's not going to be counted towards the count of your naziris. Says the Gemara, amoloi solkenlai. Obviously, you see, not like Rav Chisda, that the days of your naziris, of your tzaras, even when it's a naziris, Meruba, when you have enough days to have Gidl Sar, because as we said, if there's no Gidl Sar, then you don't have to come on to any Limudim Kavochemer from Nazar Tami and so on, like the Bryce is trying to find source of that. So Shema Minah, obviously, from the two questions we asked in the Gemara, we see that the halacha of Chizda is not correct. The halacha of Tzaras, as our Mishnah said, not being Ulam and Minyan, is not because of a logistical reason because of Gidl Sar. We see it has nothing to do with Gidl Sar. Even if there is enough Gidl Sar, you'll have enough hair growth after you're done with Tzaras. Tzaras is not oyloi min haminyan like we brought from the Braisa. Now the Gemara continues with the next mission, again continuing on this theme of what's the halacha of when the nazir becomes tamei. So Amar b'Eliezer mishum Rabbi Yishua, he says, kol tuma min hames, any tuma that is from emanates from a corpse, she nazir migalechale, which then requires that the nazir have to start over his nazirut, which we explained in the previous two mishnayos, there are certain tumas that he becomes tummy that makes him have to cut his hair and start over his naziris, and sometimes not. So says Rabbi Eliezer in the name of Rabbi Yishua that if it's a type of tumas mes that makes him have to cut off his hair and start over, then chayav nalal bias mikdash. That's the type of tumo where you're liable for the punishment if you come into the base of mikdash in that state of tumo. But v'chol tumah min hames she'ein hanazir migaleich alav. But if it's a type of tumas mes that doesn't make the nazir have to cut his hair and start over his naziris, then in chayav nalal bias mikdash, that's not the type of tumah that would make you liable for karas and all the punishments that you get for coming into the base of mikdash in a state of tumah. Now, that Amar Meir says, what do you mean? Lo yitezu kalam and asheretz. How could a tumas mes that doesn't make the nazir migaleach be any less severe than the tumah that one gets from a sheretz, which is not even a tumas mes, it's just from one of the vermin, creeping, crawly things, where the pasuk says explicitly that you're chayav on it bias mikdash. So if regarding tumas sheretz, where you don't have to have being sprayed on the paraduma ashes and have a purification process of 7 days, still you can be chayv bias mikdash, says Reb Meir. So then if someone becomes tummy from a mess where you have to go through a 7-day purification process, for sure the halacha would be that you would be chayv on bias mikdash, even though it's not one of the cases that makes the nazir be megalech alav. Now the Gemara asked a technical question from this halacha that Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Yishua. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer mirshum Rabbi Yishua gamarla? Is it true that Rabbi Eliezer, as it's quoted in our Mishnah, heard this halacha from Rabbi Yishua, which as the Rush explains, when it says just Rabbi Yishua plain in the Mishnayis, it's a reference to Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya. Is it really true? But v'amishum Rabbi Yishua bar mamul gamar lo, but we have seemingly a different source that tells us that he didn't hear it from Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya, which is always called Rabbi Yishua, but rather from Yishua bar mamul, the time like learned the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, Keshalachti la Ardas Kiyo, he says, when I went to this place, Ardas Kiyo, Matzah says, Rabbi Yishua ben Pesarosh, I encountered Rabbi Yishua, the son of Pesarosh, which that was his father's name, Shayyoshev Adon Lefnei Remeir Balacha, where he was sitting and presenting in front of Remeir the following halacha, which is the halacha of our Mishnah. He said, Kol Tumah min hames shanoz migaleich alav, said, whichever Tumah that comes from a corpse that would require the nazir to have to cut his hair, Chayov nalev mishum bias mikdash, that's a type of tumah that if you come into the base of mikdash would make you liable. But v'chol tumah min hames she'ein hanazir migaleich alav, but any tumah from the corpse that wouldn't require the nazir to have to cut off his hair and start over, ein chayov nalev mishum bias mikdash, although he has tumas mes, that wouldn't be the level of tumas mes that would make him liable for coming into the base of mikdash. On that, Amalai, Rav Meir said, Rabbi Shua ben Pesah Reish, who, as he says in our Mishnah, says, what do you mean? Al teizu kal l'masheretz. How could a tumas mess, albeit that it doesn't require the nazir to be megalech, be any less than a lower level tumah of sheretz, which if you have tumah sheretz and you go into the base of mikdash, you are a chayiv. So that was their discussion. So says Rabbi Yezer, Amarti loy, I said to Bishua ben Pesah Reish, Klomata baki b'Bishua ben Mamal, are you familiar with Bishua ben Mamal? So Amalihan, he said yes. So he says, Kach omali b'Bishua ben Mamal mishum b'Bishua. So Bishua ben Mamal, says Rabbi Yezer, told me in the name of Bishua, like you, the same halacha, not like Rabbi Meir who's arguing with you. That's it. Kol tumah v'na meisra nazir megalechala, any tumah from a corpse tumah that makes the nazir have to cut his hair, chayam ala b'shum b'yis mikdash. V'chol tumah v'na meisra ina nazir megalechala, in chayam ala b'shum b'yis mikdash. So therefore he was saying, I agree with you, and that's what I heard from Bishua ben Mamal, just like you're saying over. But one thing the Gemara asks is that we see that Rabbi Eliezer didn't hear it from Bishua ben Chananya, he heard it from Bishua ben Mamal. So that the Gemara says, heavy, mishum, Bishua ben Mamal gomala. So you're right. Let it be that Rabbi Eliezer, what he's saying over the name of Yishuv ben Chananya, he didn't hear it from him. He heard it from Yishuv ben Mamal, who he heard it from Yishuv ben Chananya. So Amru, they said, Shmami, no, what we can infer from the way it's codified in the Mishnah is that Kol Shmaitze de Mis'amra Bevei Tlasa, any statement that has three people in that chain, Kadmoy Uvasroya Mirna, we mentioned the first and the last, Mitziyoy Loya Mirna, we don't mention the middle chain. In other words, because that's what is over here, where it was Rabbi Shua ben Chananya who said it to Rabbi Shua bar Mamal, and Rabbi Shua bar Mamal said it to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi, when he organized the Mishnayos, only mentioned Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, who he's Rabbi Shua Stam, and he's the first one, and he mentioned Rabbi Eliezer, who's the last one, but Rabbi Shua bar Mamal, who's the middle one, he's not the one that's mentioned. Now, Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Avananam Tinina. Similarly, we have the same idea in the Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah in Peah says, Amr Nachum Halavlavar. Halavler, Nachum, the scribe, says, Kach mekublani mi'esha. This is what I received tradition from Meisha. Shekibu ma'aba, who accepted from father. Shekibu menazugas, who accepted this tradition from the peers, as we find in Mishnayos Avos, that it talks about the peers that have the Messiah going back, Shekibu min Nevi'im, that they received this tradition from the prophets. Going back to halacha Meisha Mesina, this was halacha that was passed over, not written down, but a Messiah from Meisha that he received from Hashem on Har Sinai. The following halacha, b'zirei sheves v'chardel, someone that plants either dill or mustard seed, b'shnai m'shleishim m'kaimus, in two or three places, sh'neisen peyeh m'kol echad b'echad, that he has to take off peyeh, which is the halacha when you're planting a field, you have to leave a corner for the poor people, that here where it was planted in two or three different places, you have to give peyeh for each place that you made for this dill or this mustard seed. Now actually, the Rush actually brings that this girsa is incorrect, because the Mishnah that's teaching regarding this halacha of Zerea Shebes or Chardel is a Mishnah in the third Perek of Masechtas Peah. However, this other idea that we're saying of Nachum HaLavler saying Kacham Kablani is actually a Mishnah in the second Perek of Masechtas Peah, and he writes that it's two different halachas. But be that as it may, the primary point that the Gemara wants is, at least for that Mishnah that talks about Nachum HaLavler saying that I received this from tradition, he went all the way back, delineating back to Moshe from Sinai, but V'ilu Yeshua V'Kaliv L'Kachashav. However, Yeshua and Kalev, who were two links in that Messiah from Moshe, are not mentioned. So obviously, that we're not particular, and we skip out middle links in that chain. Shema Mino, that's why exactly in our Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Eliezer says the name of Yeshua, even though he really didn't hear it from Yeshua, he heard it from Yeshua ben Mamal. But again, since he was the middle link, we don't need those links. We only mention the first and the last ones. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnahis regarding the halachas of Tumah as they apply to a Nazir. So Amr Bekiva says, Danti lefnei Rabbi Eliezer, says, I was presenting my case, meaning my understanding of the halacha, in front of Rabbi Eliezer. And I said as follows, Ma'im etzim kesayri, if we find regarding a bone of a corpse, the sign of a barley corn, small piece, she'enim betama adam ba'oil, where, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, regarding all the other Tumah's mess that they kamei Tumah and make a nazir b'megalech, even through oil, a barley corn doesn't transmit tumah to a person if they're in the same oil together. But still, hanazir megalech amagoy v'amasay. But still, if a nazir touches, as we said in that Mishnah, or carries an etzim keser, it will make him cut off his ear. Now, so therefore he says the following
thought. He says, so Revi is dam shum metame adam oil. So then a quarter of a log of blood. That generally, as we find the Mishnah Masechet Olah says, transmits tumah to a person that is in with in the same oil, or if the person is leaning over that, or if the blood's over him. So it's more severe. It's more chomer. It transmits tumah through the oil. So therefore he says to Rabbi Yezza, so isn't it a kavo chomer that a nazir should have to cut off his hair and be seisur his naziris when he touches or carries the revius of dam? Because it's more severe. Because it conveys through oil, where Etzem Kisara doesn't. And yet Etzem Kisara is, at least through its touching and carrying, makes the nazir be megaleach. So revius dam, wouldn't that be the case? Where he's asking, because we learned in the previous Mishnah, that the halacha of nazir be megaleach of dam is only with a half a log of dam, not a revius. But ask Rabbi Kiva, fine, let that be regarding Tumas oil, but at least regarding Maga Masa, it shouldn't be any less than Etzim Kisaira, where it doesn't even transmit Tumas oil and you Megaleach allow. So for sure, Revi is Dam, where it transmits Tumas oil, for sure you'd be Megaleach, at least regarding touching and carrying it. Now the Rush points out, as he explains on Nun Beis and Mabeis, that actually this argument of Rabbi Kiva is only going according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. He's asking, at least agree regarding Maga Masa. But the truth is, Rabbi Kiva himself holds that a revius of dam is actually going to make the nazir be megaleach, even if it's in the same oil. But he's saying, even if you disagree regarding saying that if I'm coming from the Kal V'Chomer, where that's coming from a different angle, where you say that it can't be more severe than what you're learning it out from, but at least let it be from Etzem Kisara, where at least that trend, that makes the nazir be megaleach, a Maga Masa, so too should be the halacha of a revius dam. So Amalis, Rabbi Kiva says that Rabbi Eliezer said to me, Maza Akiva, what is this that you're saying, Akiva? Ein donen kan mikavachem. You can't learn out this halacha of the revius dam making the nazir b'megaleach from a kavachem from the halacha of Etzem Kisayr. But he didn't explain what he meant. Ukshabasi v'retzisi dvarm lefnei Rabbi Shua, says Rabbi Kiva, and I came and I presented what I'm trying to say in front of Rabbi Shua. Amali said to me, Yafa Marta, you have a good logic that you're saying. Elikain amr halacha, but this is what they said is the halacha, and it's incorrect what you're trying to present. And actually, by a revius of dam, the nuz is not going to be megaleach. So we continue on top of Nanzayin Menav, where the Gemara says, the following question. Next that we said in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua both said to Rabbi Kiva that this is not appropriate to make the kavachami you're trying to say. What were they saying? Were they saying that etzim kisa'ira halacha, that when Rabbi Shua says elikain amr halacha, but this is what they said halacha, like Rabbi Eliezer saying that halacha l'mesh misinai, which halacha is halacha l'mesh misinai that would make the kavachemir problematic? Is it that the halacha that applies to a nazir being migaleach on an etzim kisa'ira, which we said it is regarding magra masa, that's a halacha l'mesh misinai? Because if you look at the psukim, you wouldn't be able to learn out nazir being megaleach from etzem kisar, because the pasuk says hakol nafshis meis lo yavai, which the term lo yavai is a reference of coming into an area which refers to the halacha of tumas oil. So you would only know that nazir would have to be megaleach from tumas mes, from things that transmit tumas oil, which are most of the things. Now etzem kisar is an exception, and that it only transmits tumah through maga masa. So the fact that it would make a nazir be megaleach is only known through halacha mesh mesinai. Now, Revi is dam. Now, regarding what Rabbi Kiva wanted to learn out from the halacha of Etzim Kisaira to Revi is dam, that there the nazir would have to be Megaleach, that is what he wanted to learn is from a Kal V'Chomer. Now, on that is what Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Kiva, that there is no Kal V'Chomer. Why? Because ve'ein done Kal V'Chomer mehalacha, because you can't learn out a halachic concept of Kal V'Chomer, meaning to say that if the more lenient thing of Etzem Kisa'ira has a din that a nazir ben megaleach, where it's not even tamed through oil. So dam, that it does transmit tamed through the oil, isn't a Kal V'Chomer? Now, you can learn a Kal V'Chomer from a halacha, meaning where you're trying to learn out your halacha for revius dam, you're learning it out from a halacha l'moish misinai. You can't make a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer only works scripturally. It only works in psukim that you can make a Kal V'Chomer. It's one of the Yigal Mitzvah Toinu Dreshes Behen. That doesn't work for an oral law of Halacha Moshe Misinai. And therefore, but the primary component is, when they said to him, look, you can't learn Kal V'Chomer Halacha, means the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of the Etzem Kisa'ira, which is basically where you're learning from. Or maybe ask the Gemara, Revi is dam halacha. Maybe what's the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was to say that, or that in general, that a Revi is of dam could transmit tum in the oil. Because this, that a Revi is dam transmits tum in the oil, you can learn enough, you wouldn't know that from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Akol nafshis meis. Now, I already had this deek in other places where we say that the word nafshis is plural. So we would think that actually the tumas of dam to transmit tum in the oil would only be when you have two revi'is, when you have two different basic minimum life sources of two different people, then it would transmit tum in the oil. So the fact that we know that revi'is a dam in general, as we say in the Mishnah Aulis, transmits tum in the oil, that's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Now, ve'etzim kisa'ira kal v'chaymer, which means to say that now what you're trying to learn revi'is dam, that it would make the nazar be megaleach, from etzim kisa'ira. Why? Because that's a stringency that applies to revi'is of dam, that it transmits tum in the oil, which again, as we're pointing out, that's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. In contrast distinction to etzim kisa'ira, which is does not transmit tumma in the oil. And that says, Rabbi Yezer, v'ein dan in kavo chaymer mehalocha. You can't learn out a kavo chaymer from the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, meaning of what you're trying to learn the two. So those are, that's the question about what you can't put together a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim and a kavo chaymer, because a kavo chaymer works with only halachas that are written in the Torah. But on that, the Gemara wants to know, which is the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that creates the problem in this kavo chaymer? Is it what you're learning from the etzim kesara, that halacha that another being megaleich on it, that you don't know from a pasuk and that you only know from halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and therefore you can't then extend that to the revi'is dam? Or actually, no, the etzim kesara, we don't know from halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That's from the psukim that would make a nazar be megaleach. But actually, what is the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that makes the kavo chaymer problematic is what you're trying to learn it to. The revi'is of dam, that in general you're saying what makes it mochamer to make this into a kavo chaymer is because, oh, it transmits tum in oil. But how do you know revi'is of dam transmits tum in oil? From the pasuk you wouldn't know that. It says plural in the nafshos. You only know it from halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Oh, if you know that component, that it's mochamer than the kal, from a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that wouldn't be appropriate for kavo chaymer. Kavo chaymer has to be from halachas that it says in the Torah. So which one is it? The Gemara says Tashma. We can bring it right from the Brice. It says clearly, etzim kisa'ira halacha. The fact that a nazir is being megaleach on an etzim kisa'ira through maga masa is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The revi'is dam, even though that's in the Torah, but you want to learn that from etzim kisa'ira is a kavo chaymer. Then don't kavo chaymer halacha, but you can't make a kavo chaymer from halacha Moshe Mitzrayim again, because the foundation where you're trying to learn out the kavo chaymer from, yes, it would make sense. That's what Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Kiva. You're right. Yofa Marta. Elikain Amar Halacha. But they said this halacha that you're trying to learn out from Etzim Kesar is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That can't be the basis for what you're saying is more chamer than it, which is Revi'is Dam, which is more chamer, because it transmits to me through an oil. And based on the principles of kavo chaymer, you should say that if Etzim Kesar makes the Nazar B'Megaleach, at least the Maga Masa, for sure by Revi'is Dam, but you just can't do it because that's not the construct that allows it. It is not be able to, does not work on a halacha l'moshe mitzrayim. Hanulach Kohen Gadol, we shall return to you, the seventh parak, Masechtas Nazir, parak Kohen Gadol.